Blog Talk Radio. God bless your family. I thank God for each and every one of you. I'm telling you right now, life is going to get better. How do you know that? Because at the end of the day, you are walking with the Lord. And as you continue to walk with the Lord, and as you continue to grow with Him, and as you continue to enter into Him, it don't have any choice but to get better. Why? That is His word. Amen. He will supply your every need. Amen. My God, whatever the enemy meant for bad, God going to turn around for good. So, other words, my God, long as you walk in with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, your life is going to be better. It don't have no choice but to be better. I bless God for each and every one of you this morning. Amen. My God, I got a question. Are you ready? My God, are you ready for 2019? Are you putting the last little bit of things that you need to place in order in your life? Are you putting them in order? Pretty sure you are. Because I know for a fact that you are taking no prisoners. Everything that God has for you, I know you truly believe, and I know you know in this season that it is for you. It's due to you, amen. You're the one went through the suffering. You're the one went through the pain. You're the one went through the sleepless nights. You're the one went through the crying nights, amen. So guess what? My God, you get ready to enjoy the fruits of what? Your labor, amen. You got to go and tell some folks, my God, goodbye. You by the matter of fact, you might as well adopt a theme song that we have in the church when we got to tell somebody goodbye. Y'all know what it is. Na 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 na. Hey hey hey. Goodbye. That's what you're going to have to tell some folks, because guess what? You probably be better, my God, without some folks that is in your life, my God. Nevertheless, let's keep it moving right here. I thank God, my God, we give honor to the Spirit of Christ, to the head of our life. Amen. Me, you, all of us, He is the head. Regardless if you want to confess Him or not, He's still what? The head. At the end of the day, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that there is a Lord. Amen. Amen. And I give honor to my wife, amen, Leticia Spencer. Thank God for her as well. And I want to holler at the ADM. God bless you all this morning, amen. You got to keep pushing, amen. Come on, ADM. I want to make sure I feel you in the spirit realm. If not, you already know we got to push. We're going to push. We're going to push, because we're going to end this year with what? A explosive. We're going to explode everything around us, amen, for the Lord can do what He have to do. And our international partners and listeners, it's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. I want to send a special shout out to our families and friends over there in France, my God, Germany, my God, I want to send a special shout out to them, amen. The tragedy shooting that you had over there, my God, we send a special shout out to you now, my God. We friends, families and friends here in the United States of America is praying for you, is praying for you, amen. I want you all to do something as we, my God, and wrap up this year. Let's keep our families and loved ones covered under the precious blood. It seems like, my God, every time a year get ready goes out and comes in, it seems like, my God, different tragedy incidents begin to happen, and different individuals begin to transition on. And some of them, I truly believe, they're transitioning on before their time. Let's make sure we keep our families and friends covered with prayer, covered with the precious blood of Jesus. Norway, we thank God for you as well. My God, United Kingdom, it's a blessing. We praise God for you. Australia, we thank God for you. My God, South Africa, our brothers and sisters, my God, from another mother, you know we ain't gonna forget about you. We thank God for you as well. Right here in our local United States of America, our families and friends right here, we praise God for you. We thank God for you. And I'm telling you, saints of God, without you tuning in, being a part, we cannot, this broadcast would not be so without you. So it takes you. It takes you. My God, California, my God, Nevada, Oregon, we thank God for you as well. My God, Illinois, so we see you in the house. Missouri, we thank God. Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Michigan, we thank God. Connecticut, we thank God for you as well. My God, well, so our brothers and sisters over there, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, we thank God for you. My God, Canada, I see you, baby boy. My God, we thank God for you over there in Canada. Texas, it's a pleasure. Amen. And our new families and friends that begin to join us, my God, here on the broadcast, our families and friends, my God, in Louisiana. We thank God for our families and friends in Louisiana. Amen. Florida, we know you right there, the back door. We thank God. We connected, if you like it or not, Florida. If you like it or not, Georgia and Florida, we are connected. Amen. So guess what? You are brothers and you are sisters. You are cousins. You are aunties from another mother. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for you as well. Families and friends, I thank God for each and every one of you. This will not be made possible, will not be made so without your love and support. Listen, I want you to amp up the energy, the entities in your spiritual life. I want you to reach out. I want you to become a partner with us in 2019. I want you to begin to walk with us. I want you to begin a partnership with us. We're gonna walk in this gospel. We're gonna spread the gospel, the word of God. Amen. We just thank God. And also, last, my God, we want to thank our very own Pastor Smith. Amen. Keep praying for him. We want to let him get some rest, because it takes a lot out of you, minister. Trust me, it takes a lot out of you. And I just thank God we got family that we have each other back. Amen. And we want to do the same with you, but we cannot do it if we are not going to be partners, covenant partners. Amen. And I want to be covenant partners with you. You stay tuned. We're going to get information to you. We want to get you the information for you to walk with ADM covenant partners. Some of you have been with us by 4 years. Amen. 4 years. And I think, my God, that's a covenant partnership all by itself. But I want to, my God, meet some of you face to face. I want to go ahead and write you letters and different things, but we can give you information, for we can give you some things that we need to give you. Amen. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited how he's spreading different things. And most of all, I'm excited that you taking a hold and you ready to receive what God has for you. Listen, I got some things I want to share with you. Hopefully, we can get back into the thing. Get back into some of the message, my God, that I was in to give yesterday, but the Holy Ghost came in and my God arrested us. Amen. I thank God for that holy word, because it was, my God, right on time, my God. But before I go, because you know me, I'm ready to dive in. I'm ready to put them knuckles, elbows, how they say, you don't put your foot in this food. I'm ready to put it, my foot, my clothes, everything in this. Amen. But before I go and get the running, let's go ahead and bring on our very powerhouse of the hour that have been praying for individuals all over the world, our very own Mother Jackson. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Apostle, on this blessed morning. First of all,
amen.
I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon-elect Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Smith and to Pastor Barbara Smith. And I give honor to the lady of the house at ADM, Akeisha Spencer, and everyone else at ADM Ministry, and each and every one of you that's tuned in this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you once more boldly, in the name of Jesus, God, just thanking you just for another day's journey. God, thank you for touching us this morning, God, giving us another opportunity of life. Another opportunity this morning, God, just to praise you and give you all the glory, God. We thank you, God, because you didn't have to do it, but yet still you did, God. Thank you for your love and your kindness, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift every minister that it is up this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continually let them stay up in the wall, God. Don't let them come down. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. No matter what we have to go through, no matter, God. Yet and still we know, huh? We are victorious in you, God. Let us continue to push towards the mark, God. Continue to stretch us like never before, God. Mold us and make us, God, into the ministry, God, that you would have us to be, God. The one that stand boldly into you, God. The one that can tell the devil about shit, God. No more your tricks, God. No more your lies, God. About shit, God. We shall stand like never before, God. We lift up each and every mother that it is, God, today. I pray strength and go boche in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you continue to shield and to protect them in the going and the coming in the name of Jesus, God. All of us need to begin to just cry out to Jesus this morning. Cry out to God, God, because he's a mighty God, God, boche. He don't have to do the things that he's doing, but yet it's still that he does it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, on our side. We bow down to you this morning, God. We worship you in spirit and truth, God. This morning, in the name of Jesus, God, we need to rise, get up out your bed, and begin to shake yourself this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I realize some of us had to go through some hard things before we even rise, but God rose us up this morning. But yet and still, you need to say hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah, Lord of all, no matter what I go through, let a praise continue to be up on my lips, Lord of all, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, for coming in like never before, God. Thank you, God, about Shay, God. Touch each and every one of us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The one that's tuned in, God. The one that's all over the nation, God. Oh, God, do a new thing in them, God. Turn that lifestyle around in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them be willing to just say yield and say yes, Lord. Yes to your will, God. Oh, glory be to God this morning, God. We lift Pastor Smith, our double cutting about Shay this morning, God. We thank you for what you're doing on the inside of him, God. We thank you how you're keeping him shielded and protected, God. We thank you how you're strengthening him in the mighty name of Jesus, even his mate, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. We thank you this morning, Roche, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift the very sick vessel that it is, God, all over the world, my son, now. The nation, God, we say by your stripes, you are healed this morning, my son, now. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to stand on this word, no matter what God, just say, God, yes, God, this is your promise, Lord, and I know you won't take it back. By your stripes, I'm already here. No matter how you're feeling in your body, come to the book, God, yet and still say, I'm healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask that you encourage your people everywhere in the name of Jesus, God. I pray this morning, Abba, your people begin to encourage themselves in the name of Jesus, God. Let them realize, God, sometimes and nobody won't be around, but you got to say to self, I will make it. I'm victorious in Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, how about something? Oh, this is just a temporary thing. I'm coming out of it. In the name of Jesus, let yourself see yourself coming out. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up our youth this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to shield and protect them, God. On this way to school and out to school, even in the home, God. Out to the store, God. Shield and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for saving them at a young age, filling them with your precious Holy Ghost, God. Let us continue to pray for them. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We lift up the one that's still out there in the streets, God. The prostitutes, the pimps, God. The users, God, of O'Shea, God. The robbers, the murderers, God. We lift them up to you to come to the Lord this morning, God, because we realize those are sold to God. I pray, God, that the Holy Ghost come and arrest them in the name of Jesus, God. Stop them in their tracks, City Koboshana, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Be a mind regulator for them, a heart fixer this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Thank you for being our provider, God, of O'Shea, God, putting food on our tables, shelter over our heads, God, of O'Shea. We got to realize it's not us, God, but it's you all by yourself, God. And we give you the thanks and the glory for that. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up our family members this morning, God. Let us continue to pray out, pray for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Sit down by our side. until we see a change come in our life, God. That change will come, God, and we constantly pray a sincere prayer that God will do what he do all the time. In the name of Jesus, God, this morning, God, I ask that you touch every internet, every telephone, God, every computer, God, and let your anointing shoot through the wire, God, breaking every stronghold. In the mighty name of Jesus, hide about that. This morning, God, we pull down every stronghold in everybody's life. In the mighty name of Jesus, no matter who you are. Oh, this morning, God, I pray, God, that a change mightily come through, God, by Sunday, a mighty change, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us look to the hills this morning, which come in our help, knowing all our help coming from the Lord. No other help that we know, God. No other help this morning. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, let the answer be yes to your will, God. Yes to your perfect will, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, no matter what we go through, how about say they have. Let us say yes to you, we have. No matter what it is, God, of us, now, let us say yes, God. Let us continue to walk by faith and not by sight, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask you this morning, God, that you take the blindness off of our eyes, God. Oh, God, begin to open deaf ears. Let them pop over, shine not, that they can know it's your voice, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I ask you this morning, put our feet on fire, God, that we become notable. Good as say, hey, yes, Lord. Lead us in the right direction, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, separate us from the things of the world. Let us know how about that. The world don't have anything else for us, God. Only you, how about that? Now, you have everything that we need, God. We thank you this morning, God. Let everybody begin to praise God this morning. Let everybody magnify his name, because he's so worthy to be praised. God. Hallelujah this morning. Do you have a hallelujah? Thank you in your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Rise up and begin to thank God. Thank you for the little that you have. If you thank you for the little that you have, he will multiply much more in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know how that. Everybody's going through something. It's not, you got to realize it's not only you. But whatever you go through, press your way this morning. Press like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God hasn't brought you this far just to leave you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what the situation is. Oh, but I say today, begin to separate yourself from people and things. Begin to get in a quiet place that you can kneel down. Talk to God, just like you talk to your buddies or your path. Talk to him in the name of Jesus and watch you see a change in the name of Jesus. I know the Lord God this morning, God. Oh, God, this morning we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for all things, God. Let your kind of Lord continue to fall on us, God. Strengthen us like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. These things we ask you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost this morning. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
Father, we forever give you glory. God. We forever bless your name. We forever lift you up. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
And God, by this time next year, we don't even want to recognize our worship. We don't even want to recognize our exaltation. Everything about us, we declare it and we decree it, is going to change. Our Karen Larry gone, our worship gone, our prayer life gone, is going to change. We want to go into a deeper place within you. So therefore, we're going to hold on to the garments. We're going to hold on to you in the spirit realm. We say thank you this morning. We bless your holy name. Our souls say yes. God, we thank you that you never counted us out, but you always counted us in. We thank you, God, that things that we did not know, you still protected us, God, and now we understand what we did not know. We thank you, God, because of the things when we was going through, things that we thought going to hurt us, things that we thought going to devastate us, things that we thought that going to take us out. But you realized and showed us, God, we realized and you showed us that that it's not there to take us out, but it's just there to make us stronger. We thank you, God, that we are stronger than we've ever been before. Therefore, we will lift our voice and give you the glory. We don't have to wait on 2019 to be strong.
Amen.
We realize we're strong now, because if 2018 don't do everything that it got, everything at us in the kitchen sink, and we still here lifting our voice, we still here giving you thanks, we still here, my God Almighty, giving you praise. We understand that it made us stronger. If anybody this morning, that what you done went through in 2018, it did not kill you, it did not knock you out, but it made you stronger. What the enemy thought that it gonna take you out, what the enemy thought, if he could pull this from you, if he could steal this, if he could steal that, but what the enemy did not know, God was using him to make you stronger. Is there anybody this morning that you are no longer a weakling? You are no longer ready to throw the tower. You no longer ready to give up, but you ready to give God a praise and raise hell on the enemy camp. Is there anybody this morning and say, I got the sound now. I got to put my time in now. I give God the praise now. I thought it's going to kill me, but it didn't. I thought it's going to take me out, but it didn't. Because I'm still here. Is there anybody got a still here praise this morning? A still
Hallelujah.
My God, I'm going to hear the songwriter say, glad to be in the number. One more time. Is there anybody this morning glad to be in the number one more time?
My God, you're still here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's how I know your 2019 is going to be greater than you ever had before. Because the enemy already threw everything at you. He already tried you in everything. But you're still here. Your business ain't shut down, did it? You ain't give up, did it? You ain't walk away, did you? You probably felt like it. You probably thought it going to be so. You thought it was the end of the road. But guess what? My God, you're still here.
Hallelujah.
My God Almighty, you might as well give him the praise. That's where our praise comes from. That's where I give God a thank you. You pull it from that proper place. You pull it. That way you won't never have a down moment in your life. You won't never need somebody to give you a breakthrough. You, my God, you are your breakthrough. What you don't went through is your breakthrough. My God Almighty, you become a breakthrough person in 2018, 2017. 2016, you are a walking breakthrough. Because why? You are still here. You're still here. You're still here. You're in the right mind. You're still giving God a praise. My God, you're still here. You might not, my God, eat. You might not eat whatever you wanted to eat, but guess what? You still eat. You're still looking healthy. My God Almighty, you thought that it's going to kill you. You thought didn't know how food, where food going to come. Guess what? The doctor's still saying you need to lose some weight. So somehow, somebody been keeping you. Somehow, somebody been protecting you. So you might as well just go ahead and give God the praise, because why? You are still here. Hallelujah.
Have you ever had a scary moment this year?
My God, a scary moment that you didn't think you're going to be here. Have you ever had a scary moment? I want to talk to some folks that had a scary moment. The devil is a liar. Amen. But you're still in the name of Jesus. If anybody had a scary moment this year, you're scared, amen, of money. You didn't know what gonna happen, which way gonna do, what the enemy gonna do, but at the end of the day, guess what? You are still here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore, you could just give God a praise. Therefore, you can worship
Get up, Lord. Hallelujah.
The enemy does not want you to recognize these moments in your life. He don't want you to recognize. My God, for a great example, he never wanted the children of Israel to recognize what God was doing for them, even though God was walking with them. That's why they always complain about something. He did not want them to recognize, my God, that you was in captivity for all these years. There was no possible way that this man going to let you go. But guess what? You're free. The enemy don't want you to recognize, my God, you've been bound all your life with depression, oppression, repression. But guess what? You're free. Y'all hear me? The enemy don't want you to recognize, my God Almighty, he was a pillar of cloud, my God, by day, and he was a fiery cloud by night. He don't want you to recognize that he must, in your darkest time, God help you to navigate through, my God, through the darkness times in your life. Because the enemy know when you recognize where you come from, when you recognize what God done did for you, he knows that his weapons that he tried to use are going to be weakened or you're going to take them away. Because, my God, the biggest testimony you can have in life, my God Almighty, is what God done did for you. You got to remember why you're still here. You got to remember what God done did for you. Don't allow the robber, the killer, to come in and steal them thoughts. Amen. When you next time you get in a situation, next time it looks like it's hopeless, you need to go back to my God Almighty. If I survive that, what do you mean I can't survive this? Y'all about to hear me? My God Almighty.
Amen.
If I could survive this, what do you mean I cannot survive
glory.
Y'all hear me? My God Almighty, is there any survivors this morning? Is there any survivors that you could tell yourself, if I survive that, I could survive this? Y'all about to hear me? If I could take, if I could take the hit on this end, you should have believed I could take a hit on this end. Because there's nothing like, y'all about to hear, it's nothing like. Y'all about to hear, my God, when you don't know, you don't know what type of punch that somebody could pack. Everything that hit you, when it come and hit you, is unexpectedly. Some anxiety might flare up. But once you understand the force, the power, and that somebody could throw and somebody could punch, and you could sit there and take it, you won't be scared of another blow. You like, man, you can't hurt me. Your blows can't hurt me. There ain't nothing you could do to bother me, my God. I already took your best shot. You already hit me with everything you got, and I just deflected that. I reflected that. Y'all hear me? Well, you need to look in your mirror and tell that enemy that you can't hurt me. I don't took your best shot. I don't went through this.
Amen.
I don't went through that. Yeah, I already know what type of blows you got. All I could do is deflect everything you want to throw. So therefore, keep your eyes on the Lord. Somebody, I got to give him a glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You go ahead and keep your eyes on the Lord. Saints of God, my God, what a blessing. Listen, I want to go back.
Hallelujah.
My God, and hopefully I can jump in. I'm going to jump in, my God, to this other place where I want you to see something, open up your eyes and look at this angle at a different perspective. But before I go there, my God, I just want to just recap, my God, and help some individuals as they reached out on yesterday, dealing with that spirit of intimidation. Amen. That spirit of intimidation is a robber. It's a crook. Y'all about to hear me. It's a thief. Amen. It come and steal. My God, it steal conversation. It'll make you feel intimidated to go and have conversation, to sit down and have different meetings, to go and work things out. That spirit of intimidation. Amen. Have you thinking about what somebody going to say, what somebody going to do? I can't go and approach this person. I don't want to say nothing because what they're going to say and what they're going to do, that's a spirit of intimidation. Y'all hear me? So you're going to have to root that spirit out of you. My God, it is heavy in the body of Christ. It is heavy in the church. Y'all about to hear me? Amen. God didn't give you a spirit of fear. Y'all about to hear me? But you got power inside of you. Don't allow nobody, don't allow anything to make you feel intimidated about the devil, as we said it on yesterday, about the blessings of the Lord, about what God is doing in your life, where God is taking you. Don't you get intimidated. Don't you get intimidated when a big bad wolf want to huff in a puff. You better look at the three little pigs, because our house is built on a solid foundation. And one last time I read the story, when the house is built built on a solid rock, a solid foundation. He can huff and a puff all he wants, but he cannot blow nothing down over here. You need to tell yourself that that's the last. I went through my last season in 2017, the beginning of 2018, with a big bad wolf want to come in my life and huff and a puff. Guess what? He ain't blowing nothing down no more, because we don't build everything on a solid foundation. Is there any rocks, my God Almighty, that you are building on? Any rocks up in here? So therefore, when a big bad wolf want to try to come and huff and puff and huff and puff and huff and puff, it ain't going to blow nothing down. So let me give you a shout moment right quick. Your job or your finances is not going to get blowed down no more. Y'all better hear me. Your relationship is not going to get blowed down no more. Your peace is not going to get blowed down no more. Your joy is not going to get blowed down no more. Because why? Because, my God, when the enemy kept coming in, you kept building your house on a solid foundation. So guess what? You can look at the big bad wolf and say, not by the hair of my chin. You can't have nothing over here. Y'all better hear me this morning. Amen. So let him huff. Let him puff. Let him do what he want to do. But he ain't going to blow anything down no more in your life. And I want to take a few minutes. I want to declare and decree it with you in the name of Jesus, that we declare, we decree, God, if there's any areas that is in our life that is not built up on that solid foundation, it's not built up on that rock, we begin to examine it right now. We begin to deal with it right now, because we are not going to allow people. We are not going to allow issues. We are not going to allow a situation to have us blowing every which way but the right way. We not focused. We not stayed on you. Our minds is going down. Our spirit is going right. We is not going to huff and a puff and have us all over the place. We shall be strong. God, better hear me this morning. Coward. So therefore, amen, therefore, we're not going to be walking in with the spirit of intimidation. Not going to be intimidated. Amen. I declare and decree us men, we're going to go to the doctors. We're going to allow the doctors to examine us. Amen. And we are not going to walk in intimidation. We are not going to walk into fear. Amen. Because that's what the enemy want to use, another weapon, because my God, to take us out. But the devil is a liar. I break that fear over men. I break that fear over the body of Christ. I break that spirit of intimidation in the name of Jesus. It will not be so. It won't be so. We're going to walk in a fullness of thereof in the Lord. My God, if I was in a church on Sunday morning, I had everybody just to shout amen and holler at your boy right there. Amen. So the spirit of temptation is a robber. It's a crook. My God, he's a thief. He's a thief. He want to steal opportunities. He want to steal peace. He want to steal your joy. He want to steal for you to get the correct understanding that going to bring in peace and going to bring in your joy. He's a thief. Amen. He don't want you to, my God, he don't want you to have a proper conversation. He don't want you to work things out. He wants you to always to look at, well, this going to happen. If I say that, that going to happen. If we go over and do that, that going to happen. He wanted you to always walk in fear. He don't want you. But the last time I checked, my Bible tell me, open your mouth, O ye gates, in the Lord. Amen. You will not be intimidated because of how people may react, what people may say. You're going to stand as a strong, my God, holler at your boy, tower. Amen. A strong tower. I want to go ahead and real quick, then we're going to move on, and hopefully I can jump back into some of this tomorrow. Amen. My God Almighty, one thing that the Lord wanted to share with you all on yesterday, my God, is how we look at trouble. What do we call trouble? How what we identify trouble is. Amen. What we identify trouble. Our perspective of trouble, and God is rescuing you in time of trouble. My God Almighty, we got to identify the proper perspective of trouble. What you might call trouble, God probably call process. Y'all better hear me. What you might call trouble, God probably call a test. What you probably call trouble, God probably call ordain. Y'all child about to hear me. What we call and what we look at as trouble, or what we recognize as trouble, God said, I gave you the power to overcome. Y'all about to hear me. So what you identify and what we identify trouble may be, my God Almighty, God look at it, my God, as something different. Amen. He look at it as, oh, ye a little faith. Amen. What you might call trouble, God probably say, you don't have enough faith, or you don't believe enough in this situation, in this issue, in this circumstances. So as we begin and get ready to approach our perception, amen, that stigma in our eye, we have to recalibrate it, amen, for what we look as trouble, what we look at as somebody that is in trouble. We'll look at and identify trouble as a lack of finances. Somebody need a place to stay. Y'all better hear me. We look at trouble as somebody needs something to eat, clothes on somebody back. Somebody got some bad news, some bad report. Amen. We look at trouble as somebody in a tough or a bad relationship or a bad situation. Can I got news for you, my God Almighty? I thank God for what our activists went through. If Rosabelle Park, if she never went through what she went through, and we probably at that time, we probably looked like she sat on that bus being, my God, defiant. She sat on that bus, my God, I did not know that the consequences that are going to come to her, come to her when that bus driver stopped it, called the police. You probably look at her and say, uh-oh, she's in trouble. Well, I got news for you. What you thought was trouble, she was rewriting history. That's a sharp moment right there. What you thought was in trouble, she was rewriting history. God probably have many of you in a place where you're going to begin to rewrite history for your generation, rewriting history, my God Almighty, for your family. You got to understand something. When we sever generation curse, when we sever generation cycles, now somebody got to come and rewrite the history. Y'all hear me? After you sever it, after you done ripped it apart, after you done dismantle generation curse, generation cycle, now you got to rewrite, because the generation curse, the generation cycle is there connected to you in your life, because somebody wrote, my God Almighty, that history for you, even though you before you was even born. So when God come in several, my God, generation curses, generation soul ties, now you got to rewrite, my God Almighty, and you got to be a history maker in your life. You got to rewrite and change the game. So therefore, my God, let's go into a practice right now. As God begins to sever generation curse, no longer you're going to be a product of heart disease. You're going to be a product of breast cancer. You're going to be a product of sugar diabetes. No longer you're going to be a product, my God Almighty, or diabetes. Yes. No longer you're going to have, my God Almighty, stroke. Say no longer you're going to be a product of family generation curse of alcohol. No longer you're going to be a product of family generation curse of drugs. No longer you're going to be a product of a family generation curse of schizophrenia, mental illness, depression, in the name of Jesus, rejection, in the name of Jesus, my God, prostitution, in the name of Jesus, perverseness, in the name of Jesus, no longer you shall be a product of the things that connected to you in generation. So now we identify the problem. We identify the situation. Now we got to rewrite. You got to go back and rewrite, my God, your history for generation to come. This generation in my bloodline, it shall be blessed. My bloodline, it shall walk into the fullness of the things of God. My bloodline, it shall not have a want, not a day in their life. They shall have peace of mind. They shall have the reason. They shall live life to the fullness with joy, peace, and happiness. My God Almighty, my bloodline will be saved. My bloodline will not be a statistic that is in the world. Our young men and our young daughters that is in my bloodline, they will not be prostitutes. They will not be hookers. They will not be drug dealers. They will not be robbers in order to get money and success in their life. But they shall change economics, and they shall change politicians. They shall change governments. They shall be history makers in this world, in this earth. Y'all hear me this morning? So when we
Hey, look at situations and look at problems. God looking at it differently. He look at it different. I feel the Holy Ghost, somebody getting a breakthrough right there.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Man.
Hallelujah. So now what God says, so many of us, we go through time after time where our life is at a standstill. My God, our life is in neutral. Our life is at standstill. Why? Because nobody went back and rewrote, my God, the plan for your life, the plan for your generation, the plan for your seeds, the plan for your, my God, y'all hear me this morning. We cut the soul tie. We sever the generation curse. My God, we sever what was written. We cut what was written. We abandoned and we aborted, my God almighty, what was written about our generation, about our future, that it wasn't of God. So now we got to rewrite. You got to rewrite your plans, your future. You got to rewrite this new covenant that you're going to have with God. So other words, from now to the end of the world, when you rewrite this covenant with God and you rewrite, my God almighty, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. When you rewrite it, my God, your seeds, my God, your great-great-grands and your great-great-grands and generations to come, they will not experience anything that you have been through. They going to live their best life. And because of you, y'all better hear me, because you don't have a physical gold spoon in your mouth, or you have a physical, my God almighty, silver spoon in your mouth, or your food have not came on a silver platter, but baby, that doesn't mean you don't have a gold spoon in the spirit. That doesn't mean you don't have a gold spoon, a silver spoon in the spirit. I'm here to tell you, you are wealthy in the spirit. So whatever is in the spirit, it's going to get ready to manifest in the natural. And if you are ready to walk in your promise, if you are ready to walk in your victory, you need to go and rewrite your history. Rewrite and change the direction and the patterns of your life. Oh, y'all hear
Amen.
Me this morning, my God almighty.
Amen.
Y'all hear me this morning. No.
Yeah.
Rewrite your history. For everyone, my God almighty, I got to bring this back Sunday. For everyone that repented and changed their ways, you change your ways, you change your life. What your life was doing, it was rewriting, my God, it was writing a pattern that others before you going to go. My God, y'all hear me this morning. My God, and you came into the light and you rechanged your thought process. You rechange your ways. But when you rechange your thought process, you rechange your ways, my God, you got to rewrite the history. Y'all hear me this morning. You have to rewrite the history, because if the history never be rewritten, my God almighty, it's going to always be a disconnect. Other words, I can feel the blessing, my God, just right there in front of me, but I cannot make no connection to it because it's a disconnect. You have to reconnect to the things of God. You need to go back and rewrite, my God, history. Rewrite your plan. Rewrite the history for your life. Rewrite the history for your family. Rewrite the history for your generation.
Yeah.
Amen. We bind and loose the devil. Amen. We rebuke the devil. We got him out of here. Amen. Who's going to rewrite the things that is voided in your life that the enemy can't? You got to come and get the house back in order. I understand that a lot of us get our house in order, and that was a representation of sin. Get this out of my life. Get that out of my life. You got to get that out of life. Clean up. But baby, let me tell you something. If you don't put the furniture back in its proper place, if you don't put things in its proper order, y'all better hear me up in here. If you don't go and my God, covenant with your landlord or with your tenant or with your bank, amen, even though you have got the house in order mentally, my God almighty, but guess what? You still got a mess. You still got a mess in your house until you rewrite the plan in that direction.
Amen.
I declare and I decree it. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, as you, my God, regardless of where you at in the face of, where you at in life, where you at right now, you're going to rewrite the plan.
Some of us rewrite the plans and the direction of our life, and we don't even know it. Some of us don't come from a place of a project, and we write the plans and the direction of our life, say we will never go back in the project. My family won't never go back here. We won't never go in a place of lack. We won't never go in a place of poverty. And what happened? You don't put your family out, you out, everybody out. Why? Because you rewrote history for the direction of your generation, of your family. My God, saints of God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Man, this is a segment. I wish I had time to really dig into this some more. My God Almighty, but this is a segment. But you got to go and rewrite the history and the plan of your life. Rewrite it after you sever it, after you don't cut it, after you don't, my God, bind these spiritual soul ties, bind these generation curse, 70 generation curse. Now you got to reconnect to something. Now you got to give a plan. Now you got to rewrite the covenant between you and your master. I declare and decree, my God, this morning, that many of you minds and wheels are spinning. Spinning into a place to where you're going to sit down and rewrite. Husband and wife, you need to sit down and rewrite the plan and the direction. Once that covenant been broken or covenant been damaged, or you come into a place, my God Almighty, to where now you learn each other, now you understand. We don't got all that bickering out the way. We got all that out the way. Guess what? That's why they come. That's why they have a vow ceremony where you get your vows get refreshed. You get renewed after so long and so many tears. So in other words, what you're doing, you are rewriting the covenant for your and her life. You are rewriting covenant. My God Almighty, imagine if you begin to go back in your life and everything that you had to transition, you had to U-turn, my God, and you are rewriting the covenant. You are rewriting and remaking history in your life. Y'all hear me? Roosevelt Park, my God, and a lot of activists, they rewrote history for their family bloodline. What she did, my family, my God, what she did, nieces and nephews and cousins that was had to sit in the back of the bus, she suffered this generation curse. Rewrote history. Now everybody in generation that comes after her, you will never have to experience anything she went through. God chose you to be the history maker in your life, to where you're going to rewrite covenant. You're going to rewrite the plans and the direction for your generation and for your time period. That way y'all can keep inheriting the blessings of the Lord. My God, I hope this helps somebody. And I know my families and friends right now, they blowing it up. But I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, God wants you to rewrite. Many of you, you suffer. We got generation curses. We have all that out the way. We understand we come from a place of ghetto. We come from a place of wherever. We come from a place, amen. We suffer generation curse, heart disease. Because when you don't rewrite the plan or you don't rewrite the covenant, what happened is these connections have a tendency to link back up together, remend itself back together. But once you rewrite the direction, you rewrite the plan, you rewrite the generation plan, amen, guess what? It cannot link back up. All it could do is die because you got a connection to something else. And so many of us saints, we are been dying. We're trying to figure out what's going on. We're thinking that it's the devil. No, we have not rewrite the plan that we suffer, that we rebuke, that we cast out, that we disconnected from. We have not rewritten the history. We have not rewritten the future. We have not prophesied, my God Almighty. I knew so our life comes to a certain point, it goes to a standstill because it's not connected to anything. Begin to declare and then speak it out of your mouth who you are, where you're going, and where God is taking you, what you want to have, what you're going to achieve. Begin to speak as generations come after you. What's going to happen? They will not live in a poverty life, but they shall walk in prosperity for here and evermore. Begin to make history. And guess what? When you make history, before you leave this earth, you're going to be able to rejoice in the history that you made. Before Rosa Parks My God, she enjoyed the history that was made, that God used her to make. Amen. Amen. You're going to enjoy the fruits of your labor. My God, this is a segment, saints of God. There's so much I want to dig into, so much I want to show you. I want to show you that way we look at trouble, the Holy Ghost or the kingdom doesn't look at trouble the same way. And when we begin to sever different things, we have to reconnect it to something else. We got to begin to speak it to something else. My God, this is, my God, a segment, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through it. I want you to do something for Pastor. You need to put a demand on the anointing. Put me to work. Amen. If you are not hungry, if you're not hungry for teaching, you're not hungry for learning, guess what? I don't have a job. We don't have a job. Make me get into a place where God is agitating me and say, you got to get this. You got to get this. It's a demand for it. And I'm telling you, it's going to bless your soul. It's going to open up your eyes. It's going to enlighten you from things, my God, that you was right there in front of you, but you just didn't not see it, and God going to show you. Because why is God ordained for your life to walk into a blessed place? Y'all about to hear me. Guess what? We're going to be back tonight at 7 o'clock with our very own Mother OG, and I want you to do something for me. Not only tonight, but I want you to do something for me all throughout the week, all throughout this year. I want you to begin to rewrite your spiritual destiny. I want you to begin to rewrite, amen, because you probably have parents before you, individual before you. They never had a prayer life that you need. They probably did not was the structure in the word of God that you need. And some of us need to re-sever that, and we need to go ahead and prophesy that I'm going to be faithful with God. I'm going to walk in faith. I'm going to be in the word of God. I'm going to have a desire. I'm going to have a hunger for the things of God. You got to rewrite your plan, amen, for your spirit to have something to keep taking on a journey. I truly believe that you're going to be in your blessed place, and I know that you already are. And I'm telling you right now, come back tonight with our very own Mother Helen, and we just thank God for you and you and you. Guess what, saints of God? You are nowhere where you used to be. You just get ready for what God is taking you. Go ahead and walk into the place where it's unfamiliar, because unfamiliar is just a new level of growth. It's a new level of blessing. It's a new level of elevation. Deal with, my God Almighty, that spirit that's trying to intimidate you, that old intimidating spirit, amen? Therefore, you can walk in the fullness of the things of God. You will not be intimidated no more. You're going to cross over the Red Sea and go into the promised land that God chose not only for you, but generations to come right after you. This is your blessed moment in your life. My God Almighty, you might as well take a picture of it and just take a picture of it for a testimony to let somebody know. I just want to give you evidence I was there where you was at. Well, look at me now. God bless you all, and we'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock. Amen.
Amen.